Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll quite likely go friggin' nuts. My very special guest today from astrolada.com. No, it's not a Russian space car program. It's a... whereabouts are you actually from? Where'd you get that accent, love?
I'm Bulgarian. I was, it's ancient trace lands, the lands of Orpheus. So it's quite mystical. And almost every second person in Bulgaria is interested in something spiritual or occult or esoteric. And they've seen ghosts or, you know, we're very much steeped in this tradition of, you know, mystical and esoteric. And almost every third person in the developed world has cancer. In Bulgaria, every third person has a kind of some psychic ability. So it's an interesting place coming from. That's why the interest came in me from very young, basically. And I was sharing it with many of my friends and my family. And my grandmother used to speak with angels. You know, some people think that she maybe was mad, but for me, she was a saint. So here we come from a generation and from a family of quite spiritually inclined and mystical people. And it was just a natural progression from there. And my father was actually a politician. He was one of the first people to start when communism fell down. He was one of the first organizers of the new Democratic Party. And he tried for 10 years to make a change, but unless you agree to what the big banks from the Western world tell you, the big politicians, they'll come, the advisors, and if you don't do what you are said, you are either removed from politics or you get threats. Or it was scary. You know, he had to withdraw because he decided that it's more important that he keeps his moral values and that he keeps truthfulness in his life than agree to what was imposed as rules from above, from the IMF, and, you know, I'm not quite sure how all these organizations are called, but it was scary at home. I used to remember people calling, threatening us. They were having smearing campaigns against his name because he was trying to basically to show all the lying behind what was happening behind the scenes, and it was quite scary, you know. So I went through all this conspiracy theory from very young. From the age of 9, my father started telling me, from the age of 10, he started telling me there is some bigger power of a few powerful people that are controlling the world. And we saw it firsthand. I just grew up with that. I knew it was there. I started reading David Icke later on. It was exactly word for word what he's saying and what other conspiracy theorists are saying. We saw it because my father was in politics. You know, he was quite high and he had to stop working. He had to leave. He had to withdraw because it was threatening for his life eventually. But yeah, from there, I had quite political aspirations till my 15, 16. I was still interested in politics and worldly affairs. And then I was so disappointed because I could just see that it's out of the power of, you know, it's basically this big, dark organization who is controlling everything. So my interest went into the spiritual because I realized that to change the world, the person has to start with themselves. My father tried and changed the world on a major scale. It doesn't work like that. Well, if you're allowed to, radios like yours are amazing, you know, but they're often being squashed, especially in less democratic countries. I realized that I want to help humanity by working on the inside, by helping people gain awareness within, by helping people connect to divine, to their divine awareness, to their higher power. And through this is how the change for me will happen for people. And they're already awakening. And in regards to that, I'd like to talk a little bit about the big ages of astrology. I don't know, do you think you'll be interested to hear that?
Yeah, I could talk for ages about it.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite topics, basically. Since thousands of years, we have left from the ancient Vedas and from Egyptian texts and from ancient astrology. These are texts that are more than 6,000-7,000 years old. We have stories and we have scrolls or, I don't know, tablets with describing the big astrological ages. Well, nowadays, history says, and the books say that we developed from the monkeys and that We started to progress little by little, but this is not what the ancient books say. They say that humanity evolves in cycles of about 26,000 years. 26,000 years is the one great Platonic year. Plato was talking about that, the great philosopher. And this is the time that it takes for the Earth to make one... there is a wobble on the Earth. Basically, it every 70 years, the wobble of the Earth takes 1 degree. And 70 years multiplied by 360 degrees, which is a full circle, equals 26,000 years. So this is the circle that all... This is the period which takes all the stars to make a full circle around the Earth. This is when basically it's the Great Pyramid shows the beginning of one such age with the Giza Pyramid. The Sphinx is half woman and half Leo. And basically the beginning of each of those ages starts from the age of Leo, when the sun is rising on the eastern horizon at the backdrop of the constellation of Leo, and on the western horizon is the constellation of Aquarius, which is represented by a human. And that's why the Sphinx has half human body, half Leo body, half Leo body and human face, because it indicates this period in humanity, in the history of human human history, when the constellation of Leo was rising on the eastern horizon on the spring equinox. And of course the Sphinx is looking exactly directly towards the east, to the horizon. This was the beginning of new such big age, which takes 26,000 years. And it was a golden age. It happened basically approximately 13,000 years. So 11,000, 12,000 years before Christ was when the Sphinx was built. Scientists tell us it was built 3,000, 4,000 years ago. It's not true. The Sphinx is an astrologically situated artifact which was left for us to mark the beginning of a big age, big human age, historical age, and it was so built that nothing could destroy it, you know. So it's left as a message for humanity. This was about, as I said, 11,000 years before Christ. And this is when Plato and also ancient histories talk about the big deluge that happened. They talk about some big cataclysm that happened. And the ancient Vedic books, they say that during this period, humanity was in a golden age. It means that the consciousness of human beings were extremely high. They were using, if the golden age, they call it Satya Yuga, the age of truth. The consciousness, say, was almost to 100%, which means that humans were able to were multidimensional beings. They could see, they could perceive higher dimensions. They could perceive the beings which are, it might sound quite extreme for some of your listeners right now, you know, but this is what the ancient books say, and this is what all the mythological stories say. They all point to the same things. I don't know how they would all agree to have similar mythological, the same mythological story, unless it was true. And human beings then were equal almost to gods. Well, they were quite pure. They had direct communication with divine consciousness. They didn't need religions, they didn't need rules, they didn't need regulations, because they were divinely inspired, connected. When God's will is your will, when you have daily and minutely communication with the higher world, you're in a constant bliss. This was the proverbial paradise that the Bible talks about. That Adam and Eve, their consciousness was so high. I'm not saying they were intelligent as we are, but they were just living in pure harmony with the divine laws of the universe, of the earth. And basically, they didn't have to work even. The consciousness was so powerful then that, according to the ancient stories, they could provide for themselves just with the thoughts, you know, they could materialize substances, however intense or incredible it might sound. This is what the story says. And then something happened. around 12,000 years ago. They say it's the sinking of Atlantis. The scientists say that around 11,000 years ago is when the polar caps started melting and there were huge deluges. So all the history, natural history and esoteric history coincide about that. There was big deluges. And from then on, humanity started losing consciousness. And the Sphinx was made as a marking of this period when humanity started losing consciousness. And this, basically, the golden age lasted for about almost 10,000 years. It's a very long period. And I'm not saying that humans were extremely, that they were flying with flying saucers or that they were flying to other planets. They're technically very advanced. No, it's about their consciousness. Their consciousness was extremely developed back then. As I said, they had this this direct communication with higher source and they didn't need anything else, you know, this blissful state. And when consciousness started falling down, it means that the feeling of separation, the feeling of fear starts appearing. This consciousness, we came out of the golden age, which started from 17,000, 18,000 before Christ to about 70,000 before Christ, to about 7,000 before Christ. So for about 10,000 years, from 17 to 7,000 before Christ, we went into the Treta Yuga, from the Satya Yuga, the age of truth and divine wisdom and blissfulness. We entered, human consciousness entered into the mental age. It's called the Silver Age of Humanity, which lasted from about 7,000 before Christ to about 3,000 before Christ, for approximately 4,000 years. And that was the ages of the great Egyptian empires, you know, the pyramids. And that was basically an age when consciousness decreased to about 75%. Humans were still, they lost the sense of awe that they had before. And when you lose the sense of awe, what comes is religion. Religion started springing up around that time. Because they had to be put into more, because humans were not directly in communication with the higher worlds anymore, they started losing their psychic ability, telepathically communicate, you know, they started decreasing slowly about the 7,000 years before Christ. If you go back to history, people were so religious. Everything was about spirituality, about religion, about life after death. And why do you think it was not a mass delusion? No, people had a real awareness of the other worlds. Why else would they believe all in that? Cultures which are dispersed in thousands of kilometers from each other. How else would they believe in the same things, life after death and, you know, divine beings? And they had a direct communication, direct awareness of those.
Does this mean that there is actually a intellectual or a scholarly discipline to this, and it's not just theories?
This is what the ancient mythology says, and this is what great psychics like Rudolf Steiner, clairvoyants, great philosophers like Plato as well, they all talk about those ages, and they say they have great clairvoyant abilities, and they can return back and forward as much as they want, and they set absolutely the same stories. You know, of course, we cannot prove it scientifically right now, but we can be open to what's said in the past. You know, and you can never prove something until it starts happening, basically. And from about, as I said, the Silver Age, which was the mental age, humans had 75% ability to use their mind. So they were, I'm not saying they was as intelligent as now still, but they had very powerful consciousness and awareness. And they had still strongly
telekinesis.
Yes. And then came from about, and basically the pyramids, one of the, what was proved that the pyramids were built so they could, because humans, they knew that consciousness is falling down. The leaders of humanity knew that humans will lose this bliss, this their good qualities, their connection to higher power, and they'll go further and further into darkness when humans will be separated, when there will be wars, when humans will be killing each other. This is the darkest ages which came later. They knew this, so the pyramids and other such big pyramidical structures and occult structures, like they're usually megalithic structures, were built to maintain as long as possible the consciousness, because they're like they exude energy, the pyramids. They're like electromagnetic stations almost, you know. They're not
the Chinese said that the pyramids are very similar to acupuncture, and they balance the earth's chi.
Exactly. They were placed in places of the earth where electromagnetic energies cross, where just like we have electric centers running through our body, like nerve system, and they were placed at exactly such centers.
They placed them along ley lines and things like that, as far as I know, because there's sacred geometry and a whole bunch of other things. But we'll get into that a little bit after the break. AstroLada.com is the website, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. You can listen to the live streams at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. See you in a second.